Everybody, how you doing? Live from Visalia, California, you have the Untamed Chef. If you're on the East Coast, I hope everybody's having a great day. You know, it's Wednesday, so it's I believe it's hump day today. That's what they say here in California. I never heard that word before. It's hump day, and I'm like, hey, what the hell does that mean? You're supposed to, you know, go out and be naughty, or what does it mean? And finally I figured, oh, okay, so hump day is the middle of the week. So happy hump day to everybody on the East Coast. If you're on the West Coast and you are just waking up or having your coffee, doing whatever you're doing, welcome to the show. Now, it's been funny. We had a bit of an absence, you know. We were all off last week for whatever reason. You know, Brilliant's the boss. If he says, you know what, we're off, guess what, everybody? We are off, so I'm totally cool with that right there. So it's good to see everybody, or to talk to everybody again, and I hope everyone is having that new year that you planned. You know, hope the resolutions are being hit and things are happening in your benefit as much as possible. I know for me, February was a month that I was just dreading because I have so many things that are going on, and I'm trying to make the most of it. I really am, you guys. I'm not one to complain. You know me. I only get upset when I have to. You know, we only see the Untamed Chef get really untamed when he has to. I don't like to be one of those people that's upset all the time. And there's one thing I learned in working for a decade in restaurants is that this whole tyrannical chef, it doesn't exist no more, not in my world. And it shouldn't for any other chef out there. You know, you want one of these guys that throws pans and humiliates people and makes you feel stupid. Well, guess what? You're not going to get it from me. I'll be nice and just fire you or do whatever it is I have to do, and we'll get on with our regular life. I'm not going to sit there and make a spectacle like Gordon Ramsay does or any of these other chefs. And the reason why I'm saying it is like this. And I learned this the hard way, and I share it the right way as well. When you belittle somebody, when you make them feel like they're dirt, it's not going to get anything out of them more than just bad work ethic. And between me and you guys, it's very important for me to have people happy. I cook my best when I'm happy. If somebody's cooking in my kitchen and I'm belittling them, making them feel stupid, of course they're not going to give me their all. They're going to do what Mario Batali did to Marco Pierre White after he slammed him in the chest with a pan of risotto. Batali finally said, you know what, I had enough of this. He grabbed a handful of salt, fixed all the sauces, quote unquote, and walked out. And I don't ever want anybody doing anything like that towards me. That's very important to me. Whenever I cook something, whenever I make something, it's really a labor of love. I'm not going to have anybody go and just destroy my product. That's something that I've worked so hard on making what it is. And you know what? Like I said, as a chef, I've learned so many lessons. And the first lesson that I could share is be good to everybody. I don't care if it's the dishwasher. I don't care who it is. Be good to everybody because your team is your team. And if you want your team to succeed, you need to treat everybody good. That's the bottom line. And I'm going to tell you right now, adults, just like kids, know when there's favoritism. And we see it. We see it right away. We know, okay, this guy is the favorite. This guy right here is the one who, you know, you don't want to do that. Everybody should just earn their reputation by working hard, working like a team. You know, I caught yesterday, and I didn't think I would, but I wasn't planning on, but it was on and I watched it. It was the recap of the Super Bowl. And you know what's funny is I'm glad the Patriots won just because what I saw was just such a high level of teamwork. The way those guys encouraged each other, the way they told each other, don't worry, it's going to be okay. That reminded me so much of all those days when we were on the line and we were getting our butts kicked And we got 400 covers that are rolling in. And these are not just 400 ordinary covers. These are people that are going to eat, you know, four or five courses. So 400 times five, I mean, you kind of do the math there. We were getting slammed, but we always encouraged each other. And when I saw that yesterday, it just brought a smile to my face, knowing that, hey, those are the things that happen on the sidelines that we can't see. So like I said, congratulations to the New England Patriots. It was one heck of a game. And I'm not going to debate any football calls. I am a chef. I think things happen the way they're supposed to happen, and the team that won, won. So there it is. So special thanks to all my sponsors, Salzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, Organic Pastures Raw Milk Dairy, Victor Perez Law Firm, The Cellar Door, Downtown Visalia, Visalia Quick Smog, Sunbless Orchards, Madrid Team Realty, the San Joaquin Wine Company, the California Association of Agriculture and Labor, Rosenthal Olive Ranch, Glick's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Bravo Farms, Handmade Cheese, Cooking Sensations Gourmet Seasoning, the Monterey Sausage Company, Casa Grande Assisted Living Center, Direct Appliance Modesto, California, and the Colburn Cattle Company. And a special thanks especially to the Visalia Grocery Outlet, where we do a lot of demos and we do a lot of cool things. And to any future sponsors that are thinking about coming on board with the Untamed Chef, it has really just been magical. So here it is, everybody. Foodie TV now. You can go online at www.foodietv.com, go to videos. You can see the first season of The Untamed Chef right now on Foodie TV. It should already be on the Roku boxes and all that good stuff. They picked up Roku, Amazon Fire, Google TV, and now it's also streaming on Apple TV. So we're hitting an audience of about 50-plus million all over the world. So this really is, it really is special. It really is, because I've worked so hard to make it what it is. And I'm so glad that there's real foodies out there like yourselves that appreciate real cooking channels where you can actually sit there and learn how to do something. And, you know, there's no trick photography. You know, there's no glued cheeseburgers. You know, everything is real that you're seeing, and the plating's done right before you. It is absolutely gorgeous. And that's the kind of food that I always want to cook for you guys. It's what comes right from my heart. Okay, so my February is insane, and I'm just going to go right down the list here. We have Saturday, February 7th. I'll be doing a demonstration at Mila Vineyards in Fresno, California for Chocolate Lovers Weekend. I'll be demonstrating how to do some amazing food with Monterey sausage. And I think we're going to do like a dry chocolate rub. I can't even remember what the heck it is, because I'm still kind of getting this menu in my head, and there's no set menu, so I could kind of play with this to the last second. So I think that's what I might end up doing. Sunday, February 8th, I'll be at the Visalia Home and Garden Show demonstrating how to do artisan chocolates. So for all you men out there, and even some of you ladies out there who like to buy chocolates for your spouse or your boyfriend or your good friend or your friend with benefits, I don't care what you call it, this is going to be really cool. And what I'm going to also do, just for the sake of argument, is I will be recording this, and it'll be going up to my YouTube channel, Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, how to do artisan chocolates. And this is going to be so cool, because it means that much more if you could do it from the heart. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I want everybody to be able to replicate this. Make it for your loved one. Make it for your children. You know, I'm one of those guys that gets my kids things for Valentine's. My wife taught me about that, so I just go with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The food is going to be cool that we're going to do, but I love doing confectionery work. And these chocolates will look like any See's candies, any Reimer's candies, you name it, they're going to look like it. But they're going to taste even better, because we're going to do a couple little twists and spins on there. You guys know me well, how I work already, so that's exactly what we're going to do. Wednesday, February 11th. I'm doing my demo at the World Agriculture Expo. It's so cool. I can't even begin how much work has gone into this recipe and all the things that had to be emailed to Kathy Fletcher. Thank you so much, Kathy, for all your hard work from the World Ag Show. I promise it's going to be a good show. Now, here's the thing. You guys know me already. Chef could get up there. He can rock a really cool demo and everything. And I can. But now they're giving me some stickler guy from the county. And they said it makes the audience, I guess they said more at ease. It didn't make sense to me. But, oh, you're able to converse up there with the guy. So I feel bad for the guy because little does he know I'm going to put him to work. He's going to be cutting and doing things. I just hope he doesn't cut his finger off. That'll teach you next time that the Untamed Chef doesn't need to have somebody up there who doesn't know anything about food. So it would have been cool to get one of the people from the news, you know, like KC24 or Fox 26. But I didn't get that. I got some guy who's a county supervisor. So I don't know what he knows about food, but he's going to be tested February 11th. And I'm telling you guys right now, I'm going to put him through the gauntlet. And if he's not good, I'm probably going to have to kick him off the stage. So I hope he can hold his own because he's going to need to. Oh, boy. It's something else whenever they give you one of these people who doesn't know anything about food. Oh, I fancy myself a foodie because I know how to make, you know, a steak and I know how to grill. First of all, the only guy who gets grilling credit in my book is Mr. Grilling Ideas himself, because that guy knows how to grill. Anybody else could put, you know, a piece of meat on a propane tank. You're not going to get fancy credit from the Untamed Chef. You'll get encouragement to go out and get a green egg. You hear that, green egg? I'd like a green egg, please. Anyways, and I invite everybody February 12th to cover your eyes and alert all of your other senses. We are doing our second time dining in darkness at the Cellar Door. It's $150 per couple, 5 courses and an amuse of everything Untamed. And I have a crazy menu planned, and it's guaranteed to wake all your senses without the use of your eyes. A very romantic and unique way to spend your Valentine's Day. And the dessert is an ultimate aphrodisiac, so everybody has to understand this. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's 2 things I want you to do on Valentine's Day. Love your spouse and have a good time doing it. That could be with food. That could be with sex. You say whatever you want. Fill in the blank. I'm just trying to help you to ignite the mood or, you know, ignite the flame, whatever you want to call it. I'm just trying to be there to help. That's what the Untamed Chef does. He helps people. March 21st, I have a pop-up dinner at the San Joaquin Wine Company. And Saturday, April 18th, is a pop-up restaurant at Mila Vineyards. And I'll have more information on my website as we get closer to that. Okay, so here we go. We're breaking now into the middle of my segments here. And so I have a couple things. The first thing is congratulations to the 2015 Bucos d'Or winners. So for those who don't know what the Bucos d'Or is, the Bucos d'Or is one of the most advanced, amazing culinary competitions that's got worldwide recognition. It was started by Paul Bucos in 1987, who is a master French chef. The competition is held in Lyon, France, and it takes place usually the beginning of the year. So it just passed, I want to say it was about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. And here's what's amazing. The United States has never in history placed better than 7th. And that was Timothy Hollingsworth of the French Laundry in Napa Valley, California, or Napa, California. But it's funny because most people from Napa that love the wine over there, guess what? Your grapes all come from Fresno. So all your Napa wine is Fresno grapes. So I just thought I'd throw that out because, like I said, we're here to educate each other and help each other out as much as possible, and that's the reality of the situation. Napa wine is Fresno grapes. And the Napa wines that do use their own grapes, they don't win any awards at all. So there it is. Anyways, like I said, the Bucos d'Or, what it is, it's just the most advanced culinary competition. We're talking every single cut has to look the same. Everything has to be absolutely perfect. You can actually go to www.bucosdior.com. If you guys don't believe me how insane this stuff has to look, this is insanity. I mean, what these guys are doing is beyond food, in my opinion. It really is. It's art. It's sculpturing. It is a high level of intense work. It's a high level of intense training. I mean, the Team USA, for example, trains with Thomas Keller, Danielle Belloud, chefs, the best chefs from all over the world. What is his name? From Alinea, I can't even think, Grant Achatz. All these guys, they all train together for a whole year. while still working. So they're still having to work their normal, you know, work their normal kitchens and still somehow figure out a way to train. And this is the first time in the history of the Bucos d'Or that a silver medal was awarded to the United States. So congratulations to Philippe Tessier from the French Laundry. I believe that's where he's from. And to his commis, I don't even know his commis' name, and it's not important because Philip is the one with the medal around his neck, and I think that's amazing. First place was Norway, Orhan Johansson. And Norway is a powerhouse in the Bucos d'Or. I mean, these guys, they somehow every single year manage to get in first, second, or third. I just think that that's amazing. And last, and definitely not least, is Tommy Myllymäki from Sweden. Those are your competition winners right there, guys. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you go to the Bucos d'Or website, you can see this food and what it looks like. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is absolutely insane. They push the envelope so much with what they're doing that I couldn't even imagine this at all. That's the reality of the situation. So that's the good news. Now here's where, you know, we gotta kind of break something down here. And this is my own personal opinion. And if anybody has a problem, call the show, send me an email, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Go to the contact me page and contact me. Because this is my own personal thing. And it will happen eventually because I see where the movement of food is happening and how it's changing rapidly every single day. But the last time they did the Bucos d'Or, they had a CMC representing the United States. Now, for those who don't know what a CMC is, that is a Certified Master Chef. And how do they get the certification? Well, they have what they call the ACF, which is the American Culinary Federation. American Culinary Federation. And they do all these rigorous tests, and they do this. I think to get the CMC, it's like a week. I could be wrong. I probably am. It's a week or 3 days, whatever it is. In my opinion, it's just a really long, long period of time that you have to know how to make every sauce. You don't have to know how to bake every pastry. It really is an amazing thing, except this one part. You have to pay to be in the ACF. And one thing they're teaching in culinary school right now, for all my culinarians, if you have a problem with this, please call me. We'll talk about it over the air. If you got a problem with it, let me know. But the reality of the situation is this. The ACF is a club that you pay to be in. And me personally, I don't need to pay anybody a damn nickel to tell me that I don't know how to cook or I know how to cook. I just think it's funny because what we see the movement of culinary going right now is everybody who's in culinary school right now is being pumped up with this BS that the ACF is the ruler and the ACF is what's in charge and it looks better if, you know, you have, you know, certified master chef or certified private chef, if you have certified culinarian. First of all, what the hell certifies anybody as a cook? I'm going to tell you what your certification is as someone who cooks for a living. It's love to do what you're doing. I have worked with countless people who had CMC, CEC, CDC on their jackets, chef de cuisine, certified executive chef. And I got to tell you, they are the most miserable people. It's like their fire for food has now just died out and it's gone. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, because I have to be real with you. That's what I said. I said from day one, if we're going to do this show, I'm going to be always honest with my fans and with people who listen to the show. If we're going to make this show happen and be what it is, and that's what we are trying so hard to do, then I have to tell you right now, where does it make sense that, first of all, if it was that important and that detrimental that we need to have, you know, these letters on our jackets to say that we know what the hell we're doing, you can count me out. Because I went untamed a long time ago, and I don't ever plan on going back. I got out of this weird corporate restaurant mentality where you had to have letters on your jacket that showed what you are and who you are. And then on top of that, it'd be one thing if you did that and you had to do it, whatever, and it was done. You got to retrain every single, I think it's every year, I might be wrong, maybe every couple of years, to make sure you still have that status. And secondly, you have to pay these guys. I think last time I checked, I want to say it was like between $50 and $100 a month. I could be wrong. I'll have to check on that, and I'll get back to you guys. It's like, I'm not going to pay anybody to tell me I know what I'm doing. No, thank you. I got 8 trophies that look me in the eye every day when I wake up and get into my kitchen that tell me, hey, Albert, you're doing something right. Stop what you're doing. And what I've done since day one when I started the Untamed Chef is I have never listened nor took advice from anybody who told me I was doing something wrong. Had I done that, I'd probably be in somebody's kitchen right now getting ready to start making eggs and doing a breakfast line for a bunch of people who don't give a damn about what they eat. I can't be like that no more, guys. I wanted to be real, and that's why I'm saying, if anybody's pumped you up with that ACF nonsense, I say throw it out the window. That's how I feel in my heart. And I'm just trying to say, I have beat, and I mean this, countless people that ACF, CEC, you name it, on their jackets. I have slaughtered them. And the reason why, well, the main two reasons. The first one is because God is a good God, and he's given me a really amazing talent. And second, I train hard. I work hard. And that's what I encourage all of you young culinarians to do. It is super important that you remember, it doesn't matter what's on your jacket. Not until barely last year, where I did it for the show, for Foodie TV, did I finally put my name on a jacket. I never understood why people do it. You know, if you want that rank or whatever. I worked with a guy, and I'm not going to name no names. So if he calls me later on, I'll be like, hey, what the heck are you doing talking about me? I'm not going to name no names. But he had on his chef jacket, it was a restaurant chef. But he worked with the chef de cuisine, which didn't make sense because the chef de cuisine is the restaurant chef. The chef de cuisine acts as an executive chef who is also a line cook, and the restaurant chef. So he had no reason having that on his jacket at all. Yet he still had it. Because he could, if that makes any sense. He was real buddy-buddy with the boss. They were never going to let go of this guy. And he had a restaurant chef on his jacket. He wanted tout the title. I think someone told me that one time. You know, if you want to tout that title, you need to earn it. And I already had earned it. But, you know, I'm just saying, I thought it was kind of funny because, you know, if you're going to have restaurant chef on your jacket, you need to have the respect of the kitchen. And this poor guy, he didn't. So, like I said, it doesn't matter what's on the jacket. It matters what's inside of the jacket, what's inside of the heart. You know, the chef jacket is double-breasted with the sleeves. They go over. They overlap in the middle because when the chef jacket was designed, I believe it wasn't Escoffier. It was Anton Marie Carême, the first, in my opinion, celebrity chef ever. We don't hear about him a lot because Escoffier, when he did Nouvelle-style cuisine, he simplified French cuisine to an art that we're all using now. And that's my style, Southwestern Nouvelle Fusion, bold flavors with the classical French technique. But he said, Carême, that the heart needs to be covered twice. Because when a chef loses his passion, he belongs nowhere near a kitchen. And countless times I've worked in kitchens where there were people who had no talent or no love for what they were doing. They were doing it just because it was a job. And me personally, that stings because this is My life is based around my faith, my family, and my food. And it's important for me to tell everybody, guard your heart when you're in the kitchen. If you're contemplating, hey, do I want to go to culinary school? Do I want to dabble in this? Really think about it. I highly suggest volunteer your time at the craziest kitchen you think you can volunteer. If you can make it through, then hey, go through with your decision to go to culinary school. You know, go into a, you know, between a $40,000 and $90,000 debt. If that's what you want to do, I say go for it, because that's going to be your future. But if you feel that, you know what, I don't think I can do this, I really don't, then save your money and save us the humiliation in the restaurant business and in the cooking world, who work hard every single day at making a name for ourselves and making a name for our businesses. It is very important for me. Every single thing I do, everybody thinks, first of all, I'm going to just clear the air here, because I know a lot of my family are listening, and I'm going to just clear the air because I love you guys all. I don't get paid when I go do volunteering things. I don't get paid to do a lot of these things. I do them because they have to be done. I do it because it has to be done. The money will come in. Just like when I started in this career, you start off making minimum wage, working 60 hours a week. And then the boss, if you're working at a mom and pop's place, doesn't want to pay you overtime, because now you're not making minimum wage. So now they're paying you 60 hours a week at minimum wage. That's not a lot of money, everybody. But it is the greatest training you're going to get for the first couple of years that you're going to be out of culinary school. Now, some of you may get out of culinary school and may go and take jobs at hospitals and everything, because you want to chase the almighty dollar. Well, I got news for you. The almighty dollar will come back and bite you right in the ass. Get the training. Learn how to cook. Work hard. Blood, sweat, and tears. And I promise you, you will not regret, when it's all said and done, where you're at. Because I know I don't. Life is a blessing. It really is. And right now, I work 15 hours a week with my own business. This is just for my personal clients. And I make more money than somebody who works 60 hours a week, because I put the time in, I put the effort. And that's important. Like I said, everybody, if we're going to be the best, we got to have the best. And I just want to make the most of this opportunity to share with you. If you are contemplating culinary school, go for it after you volunteer your time at the busiest, craziest restaurant in town. And you'll know which one that is, trust me. Those reputations, they don't take long to get there. They do get there, and it happens. But I want everyone to be successful. I want everybody to hear this radio show, and I want them to be inspired. I want you to know, hey, you know what? The Untamed Chef has our back. Call me up, 559-750-9198. You want to talk about it? I got nothing but time. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to help you as much as I can. Because like I said, somebody once sat me down and told me, hey, Chef, this is how it is. You want to be this way? This is what you got to do. But I had more people rooting against me than for me. And I don't ever want to make anybody feel like that. I don't ever want to make you guys feel like, you know what? Nobody cares what we do. Because that's not true. With peer pressure and everything going on in this world, if you need someone to talk to, don't hesitate. You know, like I said, just send me an email. Go right to my website. You don't even have to know my website. Google The Untamed Chef. You'll see 400,000 things that pop up. And I guarantee you, I'm in one of them. You can get to me. It's not hard. But like I said, if you're going to do culinary school, go work in a busy restaurant. You're probably going to have to do it for free. No one's just going to say, hey, you can come into my restaurant. No, you're going to do it probably for free. You might wash dishes. I got news for you. Most people go on to washing dishes the first 6 months of their career out of culinary school. It's funny, because with my graduating culinary class, and I'm kind of ashamed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, because like I said, I'm honest with my show. I want to say myself and one more other person, and I have to check that, are doing something. So a graduating class of 25 people, that's it. That's all that there is we have to people stuff that are doing something with this. I'm one of them. So it really is like a shocker when I think, you know what, how many people go to culinary school? And that's what my culinary school isn't, no Le Cordon Bleu. It's no Culinary Institute of America, where people are going, you know, 80 to 100,000 in debt, easy. Absolutely not. So like I said, if you need advice, give the Untamed Chef a call. Okay, so I had an amazing weekend. I went down to Los Angeles to go and shoot a television show. Now, I can't tell you guys what the show is because I had to sign a disclosure and all this different stuff, and I'm cool with that. You know, I don't want to be out there blabbing out what the show is or anything like that. It was a lot of fun. I have to say this, though. It was the first time I ever did a cooking show where I was actually more like an actor. You know, I'm the chef who, and I guess I can tell you that, you know what, I'm on there with kids, and I'm going to tell you right now, these kids, I mean, wow. These really trained little kid actors, they're just so, they're interesting people because they just know how to adapt to every situation. And it was weird because I felt like I was kind of out of my comfort zone. When I'm in the kitchen, it's go, go, go. But when you're actually working on a set as a chef who's pretty much acting, it was really, really weird, guys, because I wanted to make the best show we could possibly make. And everybody was really happy. I wasn't, because I'm my biggest critic. You know, I'm always never going to be satisfied with my performance, just because the day I'm satisfied with it, the day, you know what, I'm just going to be a stagnant chef, and I didn't want that to happen. So it's crazy. So I jump in my car, 8:30 in the morning. I drive down to Los Angeles. We go to this building called The Forge, where they do a lot of shooting, where they do a lot of, you know, a lot of production happens there. I meet with the producer. I meet with the director, the camera people. Everybody's all excited. You know, I'm taking a lot of selfies with the kids and stuff and the cast, and everybody was just so cool. And it's funny because every time I've done anything, excuse me, in Hollywood, it's always one of those, it's a hit and miss thing, because you know what? The reason why it takes days and days and days to make a commercial, movies, is because you literally have to get everybody on the same schedule. They have to all be on the exact same point with each other. And that is so difficult to do, especially when you have a bunch of kids. But I was really impressed on how professional all these kids were. Every single one of these kids came. They came prepared. They knew their lines. And they had a lot of lines. I mean, I'm not even playing, you guys. Shep had one. I had like three lines I had to remember, and I'm not even playing. It took like 20 minutes, which is a kind of a joke. But they were all very encouraging, these kids, and they memorized all their lines. And this is so cool because this television show is going to air. I believe she said it was going to be airing in March or April. It's going to be right around the springtime. The show already has been picked up. So the pilot was picked up already. So it's actually going to be a new cable network that is starting up that will be on UVerse, DirecTV, you know, all these different, Dish, all these different cable providers will have this new network. And I could tell you this. I play Chef Albert, the untamed chef who teaches the kids how to make a snack. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys the details for this snack so that way you can make it for your own kids, especially, you know, if you want them to eat healthier. This is really a cool little snack that I did. And I got to tell you, it was funny because when the producer called me, she told me, you know what, Chef, I need you to make a dish for kids, like a snack, that you can make without using fire. I was like, oh, geez. And I had to get really creative. So here's what I came up with, guys, and I hope you like it because, you know, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And 420 miles, you know, round trip. And I literally drove it all in the same day. I was going to eat dinner in Los Angeles, but there was just nowhere to park, and I'm tired. So I think I bought a black bag of the Flaming Hot Cheetos, you know, the extra hot, a Coke, and I hit the road and made it back home by about, you know, 9 o'clock. And then I went to go see the Penguins of Madagascar with my family, which is kind of cool. Okay, so here is the snack, and it's real simple. So if you need to take, you know, grab a pen and paper, I'll give you a few seconds here so you can do that. Now, like I said, it's a simple snack. It's good for kids, very healthy. I took a can of fruit cocktail, none with heavy syrup. We drained out all of the natural liquid, too. We didn't want it to be all wet and moist. Honey almond granola. Chocolate, semi-sweet, not milk. Semi-sweet's actually good for you. Good for the skin, it's good for the heart. Lemon, olive oil, dark balsamic, and fresh banana. Fold that in, let it sit in the fridge for about 2 minutes. It's better served cold, and it was really good, and the kids loved it, and they were eating something extremely healthy. Simple, basic, and amazing. If you want to make that a little bit better, put some toasted coconut on top of it. I promise you guys, you're going to absolutely enjoy it. You'll appreciate it. And like I said, it's simple, but it's done right. The cast was blown away. They told me already we will be calling you again to do another shoot. So it's kind of good. And like I said, I'm not getting paid for this. And honestly, I'm trying to build up my own, you know, television reel of all the things I've done. All the places I've been. I was on KC24 yesterday with my Valentine's recipe, which was my amazing award-winning chili-crusted shrimp. It's a dish I call Love Prawns. It's got a raspberry true romance wine, which is a raspberry-infused wine that's found here in Madera, California, from the beautiful San Joaquin Wine Company. It's unbelievable. It tastes amazing. It's good for you, and you could actually see the dish. I posted it on my Facebook, so everybody has a chance to take a look at that. It was a lot of fun. And this morning, and it's so funny because I did the shoot last week. I didn't get to tell you guys about it because we were off last week, but I did the shoot last week, and the Untamed Chef is in the morning paper today. And I got to tell you, every time I see myself in a paper, it is a very surreal thing because, I mean, we're talking about a guy who I've never asked for any of this, guys. I asked God to bless my business, and this is what he sent me, was all this media attention and all these opportunities to go out and to show what we can do. And I just thought it was really awesome because the camera guy was so professional. We took, and this is truth, and anybody who's ever been in a photo shoot or a photo session with a newspaper or a magazine, they take about 100 pictures. Easy. Right off the top, 100 pictures are taken, and they're only going to choose 1 to 3 of them. In my case, they only chose one. But I got to tell you, it was a really nice picture. Everything came out fantastic. It looks really nice. And they really captured the lighting of the room really well, what we're trying to do. We're trying to promote the Dining in Darkness event. And I got to tell you guys, they did a really, really great job. Everything looks fantastic. And I actually have one of the guests of the dinner is the, not the editor, is the reporter from the newspaper. And she was really, really stoked that she's invited to try this whole thing out so she can write about it more and have more information. Because like I said, you guys, we're trying to change the dining world as much as possible. And the only way that I can do that is with your help. If you have anything you need to say, any criticism, anything that you want to share with me, please don't hesitate, because more than anything, we're trying to give everybody what it is they want. What I hate about going to a typical restaurant on Valentine's Day is they get you in, they sit you down, and they force you to eat whatever they're going to make you eat, And I don't like that. That's not how we roll Untamed. This dinner is going to be about 2 hours long. It's going to have about six courses, and it's going to be amazing. It really is going to be amazing. Everybody's going to be blindfolded. It's going to be very romantic. It's going to be very special. Everyone is going to have an opportunity to really explore food on a whole different level. And I think as a chef, that is what I was trying to capture more than anything, is trying to get everybody to be on the same exact page of appreciating a dining experience where everybody appreciates and understands what we're doing. And this is really special. This is something we're trying to pioneer here in the Valley. And this is the second time that I've done this. And I promise you guys, it's going to be really, really cool. And if you want to make reservations, I would recommend, you could call the cellar door. However, they're only really open on Tuesdays and Saturdays. I would recommend just email me, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Go right to my contact me page, and that's how we can make it happen. Because this dinner is going to be fantastic, and everybody and everything is going to go the way we want it to go. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be untamed. And like I said, if anybody has any questions, you can get a hold of me. Foodie TV is www.foodietv.com. You know I'm on Grilling Ideas Radio. Facebook me at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. Like me, follow me. We're 5 stars right across the board. And everything has been amazing. It's been fantastic. It's been delicious, and it's always nutritious. And anybody that has any questions, any comments, anything they want to share with The Untamed Chef, please. If anybody wants to be a guest, they have something interesting they want to talk about, all things food, don't hesitate to call me. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. I love all you guys, and I will see you next week.